ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very important question. And that question is about a very sensitive topic. That topic is about taqlid and imitation of a mujtahid and an expert in matters of faith. Taqlid is not only a topic which people object to, normal people object to. So taqlid is not only a subject which was a point of contention amongst people, normal people. It is also something which a group of scholars, right, in the history of tashayyu and Islam have called into question, right? In the history of Islamic jurisprudence and Islamic thought and Shiite thought, there was a group of scholars, right, who were known as the Akhbaris, right, the Akhbaris. And, these people, they called into question the legitimacy of, actually ijtihad itself, right, and that, that a human being could go and exercise his power of reason and come to a conclusion regarding matters of faith. And then people should follow him, right? So this is a subject which, a lot of people, normal people, call into question, but also, even a group of scholars called it into question, right? And of course, we need to, we want with the reservation that this is a subject that should be examined in a scholarly way in its own proper place, in the Suli discussions. But if we want to give a very a cursory answer, we can say that we have numerous hadiths, right, regarding the necessity of following a religious expert. Like, for example, we have one hadith, a very famous hadith, which has been passed down to us. So we have numerous hadiths, right, one of which is the following hadith. We have a hadith in which the imam says that if there is a faqih, if there is a jurisprudent who protects his soul from sin, protects his religion, follows his master, right, and goes against his desires, right, the people, the normal people, the common people, they should follow him in matters of faith. Right? This clearly is very clear and apparently legitimizes, right, the exercise of ijtihad and also the permissibility of people following a mujtahid in matters of faith. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the legitimacy of taqlid. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.